This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Money, it has been said, is the mother's milk of politics, which does, in this post-Citizens United world, stand to reason. But increasingly, it's what that money can buy, specifically data, that is changing the game. Over the past couple of cycles, the conservative Koch brothers, Charles and David by name, have plowed millions of dollars into developing a state-of-the-art data operation. Ken Vogel writes about it in Politico. Ken, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
I'm just going to quote you back to yourself from this piece. The Koch network, you write, has developed expertise in polling, message testing, fact-checking, advertising, media buying, dial groups, and donor maintenance. They are, you say, basically a national party now.
Yeah, essentially they are a privatized version of the Republican Party, and they're not entirely consistent with the sort of ideas and platforms of the Republican Party, but that's what makes them so potent, is that they technically, if they wanted to, could support a candidate for president or for Senate who is different. So far, they've kind of been in line with the Republican Party, but that doesn't mean that they will do so in the future.
The working imperative here is that data is political power, right? Actionable data.
Yeah, that's right. And what we have here is the confluence of really the two defining trends of American politics, that being the outside big money that was sort of freed up by some of these recent federal court decisions, including the Supreme Court's 2010 Citizens United decision, and data, which is really the way to reach voters. Well, when you have this outside money paying for the latest technology, you really have a very potent force. And that's what the Koch brothers have, perhaps even more so than the Republican National Committee or the Democratic National Committee.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get to the Democrats in a minute. But the way that the Koch brothers are doing this, the vessel, the vehicle for their – one of them anyway – for their spending is a company called i360, which does amazingly granular stuff. Tell me about that.
So I-360 starts with this voter data that can be culled from secretaries of state's offices at the state level and then supplemented with commercial data that includes everything from estimated income, recent addresses, how often a person has voted, and even the brand of car that they drive. And what they do is they rent this data to campaigns or committees that are interested in using it through analytical modeling to reach very specific slices of the electorate, and allows them to come up with ways to target these specific slices with very precise messages that are tailored to them.
You write that these folks who are associated and affiliated with the Kochs are playing the long, long game. Forget 2016. They're looking 2018 and beyond as well.
Yeah, that's both with the technology. That is that they are trying to develop this sort of next wave of technology. And it's always about that next wave. What you saw the Obama campaign use so successfully and was so touted for its ability to use sort of social networking. Well, that was sort of started by the Dean campaign, Howard Dean's campaign back in 2004. So whatever you see in this particular, in this coming election cycle, 2016, is really kind of a beta test for what's coming next. And you won't even see the fruits of it until the next election, because they do see it as a long-term generational effort to shift the way that Americans approach politics.
All right, so back to the Democrats. Where are they in this? I mean, Obama, as you said, had all that success. Where do they stand?
Yeah, in many ways, the Democrats still are in the catbird seat, and they still do talk about themselves as being ahead. And the reason why is because Republicans really pioneered the last advance, that is direct mail. That was the one that Karl Rove used so effectively to help George Bush win two presidential elections. The Republicans are playing catch-up. They're spending a ton of money doing so, and they feel that the combination of the party's efforts and, even more importantly, the efforts by these outside groups led by the Koch brothers really have them poised to catch up and maybe even leapfrog Democrats in 2016.
Ken Vogel at Politico, writing about the Kochs and their data machine. Ken, thanks very much.
Hey, it was a pleasure.